Well, Heath Zipke, we've just seen the Jouster score a very impressive win here in Launceston in the C1. You've only had him a couple of months?
Yeah, 4 months. He's been at home for 4 months. David Poon owns him and decided to send over two horses, him and Line the Pocket. Ben Gath had them both, gave away harness racing to work for Lloyd Williams, and then the horses ventured their way over here. David Part owned another horse that I had, Bodine Flame, a couple of years ago. That's a connection, and that's why he's here.
Now tonight he was well positioned. Todd Rattray had him in the 1-1 and travelling really well. It was just a matter of peeling out and just going past our Kaizen. He's won by nearly 10 metres. Has he got a future?
Yeah, I think he has in Tasmania. I think he's going to win probably a couple more, then he's going to be part one of the pack. It's very hard to sort of assess them when they race like that. The race was suited to the way his style of racing is. Todd drove him very well. You know, like when he gets up in class, it will be harder here, but no, he's got a future.
They're Line the Pocket. How's it coming along?
Oh, he goes okay. He just probably needs to go a little bit better. He's very green. He's only had two starts. He's 5 years old, very well bred. Maybe Wednesday night, Monday night racing here in Tasmania would probably be suited to.
Well, this one's 7 year old, the Jouster, and he's not overly raced. He's had he's about going on to get his 60th start. His form says that he's won five and placed 15 times. Obviously, he's got a fair bit of ability, but does he have a couple of issues?
Yeah, he had a few issues over in Melbourne, I think, and I think that I've sorted out some of the issues with him, as in driving. I think that I've watched a few tapes of him and driving him the way that I would like to be driven, and to be trained that way sort of suits him. I think that he was probably over there driven hard at starts and things like that. So, yeah, just little bits and pieces that we've come across that we've sorted out with him, and hopefully he'll just keep going.
The team's going well?
Yeah, we just keep hopping along. We've got a few about, and there's probably a few to go. That's the way it goes. And no, we're happy with the way things are going at the moment, yeah.
When do we expect to see the Jouster front up again?
Well, actually, if he didn't win tonight, he was probably going to go to Hobart in the junior driver race. But probably now that we'll probably reassess, and probably in a fortnight back here, maybe. We don't know yet. Yeah.
All the best with the Jouster and the rest of the team, Heath.
Thanks very much, Peter.